This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Enclave Science Wing congratulates Project Grow Bear on a nomination for the Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences. Your tardigrades are tardigrate.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Broadcasting, Roger Brigado Fisher speaking, communications, Moonbase Theta. The date is September 1st, 2098. The time is 2043, 16 weeks, still counting down. The rocket has just departed. It took most of the day to move the tanks back to the surface and unload. They made their return window with only minutes to spare. A full manifest will be sent by separate broadcast for your reference. Due to the loading schedule, I've only been able to sit now and listen to your message. The news that the Enclaves are cooperating once again has relieved some tension among the crew. Thank you for that. However, your assurances that all family members and corporate employees are safely accounted for without providing personal details or direct messages from the same are not making us feel all that secure. Just a few words from our loved ones as soon as possible. Any message from them at all would be... I'm sure you understand. We appreciate your ongoing efforts in this area. Tasks for the shutdown sequence continue. Ashwini has upgraded the automation on the radio telescope arrays, which has allowed us to scale back on monitoring duties. However, this has not resulted in their emergence from the observatory, not even at mealtimes. Helium mining operations continue, while ice mining has moved to lower priority. The reduction of these duties has allowed for more constant supervision of the stasis pods. Wilder was able to find documentation that indicates the warning lights could be due to power fluctuations. Please confirm if you are able. I've also been assisting NESA with the hydroponic farm system. While our needs for produce and cultured proteins have diminished, scaling back has to happen in delicate steps as the farm is tied into the air and water scrubbing mechanisms for the base. Also, there are aesthetic and emotional considerations. Everyone tends to linger there on break and recreation periods. It's a welcome change from the sterile functionality of the other living areas. Much of the welcoming atmosphere comes from NESA themselves, and that would be more difficult to reproduce. We've shared certain tasks since I took over responsibility for the genetic archives, but I've come to appreciate them even more while assisting on the farm. If our management issues continue, there could be a worse choice to fill in the gaps. NESA is personable, listens closely, and offers valuable feedback, and they have a remarkable mastery of base rules and regulations. When Michelle came in complaining about secure protocols, NESA had the appropriate terms and conditions right on the tip of their tongue, barely a pause despite the history between the two. It was impressive. Shortly thereafter, I was informed by Michelle that there will be a coded security report to broadcast later today. Be aware that is forthcoming. Alessandra, sorry, this is the personal message portion of the broadcast. To Alessandra, whenever you receive my messages, please respond. Let me know where you are and how you're doing. It's been a tense few weeks. Working the farm, I've been reminded of our garden, the planting and harvesting, walking beside the rows while dusk shadows the sky and stars and satellites become visible, the scent of the flowers, the rustling of stalks and the breeze, your hand in mine. I've been reading that book of poetry you sent me. I found the one you loved as a child. Slipping softly through the sky, little horned happy moon, can you hear me up so high? Will you come down soon? On my nursery window sill, will you stay your steady flight, and then float away with me through the summer night? Brushing over tops of trees, playing hide and seek with stars, peeping up through shiny clouds at Jupiter or Mars. I shall fill my lap with roses gathered in the Milky Way, all to carry home to Mother. Oh, what will she say? Little rocking, sailing moon, do you hear me shout, ahoy? Just a little nearer, moon, to please a little boy. Moonbase Theta out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Bergado Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W., but how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.